We're going to read a text together, consider a text, and then we're going to try to figure out what exactly it means. The background is it's time for Yitzchak to get married. His father gets involved and calls one of his servants, his elderly servant, his most important servant, the most trusted servant. Although it's interesting, his servant is mentioned many times in the text. He never tells us his name, at least in this chapter. We imagine his name is Eliezer for a very simple reason. We use one of our favorite tools, and that's the theory of conservation of characters. Previously, we were told that Avram has a servant in his home whose name is Eliezer, so we imagine this is Eliezer as well. Perhaps before we finish, we'll figure out indeed that it was Eliezer. But that's going to be based upon, or depend upon, our analysis. So he makes a promise he'll go and find a wife, but not a local girl, somebody back in Avram's own town. He travels, he loads up his camels, and he takes all kinds of things and all kinds of goods, and he goes. And now is probably the most important verse, or important verse to understand what's going on, is that it says that he arrives right at nightfall, the eighth Erev. And then he turns to God and he prays. And now there's a very subtle piece of information. Vayomar, he says. And the word Vayomar is actually written with what's called a shalshelet. The shalshelet is the trop, the cantillation. It's how you read the word. The shalshelet is the longest possible one, which means it takes the word and it stretches it out over a couple of seconds. Vayomar. And he says to God, he goes, God, God of Abraham. And then he gives God a test. And he says, the girl is going to come out and offer me water and offer water for my camels. Then I'll know that God has succeeded over here. Now, essentially, there's two ways to read this. One way is going to be a really cynical way. Essentially, right before nightfall, he says to God, here's your test, do this today, which means the window of opportunity is incredibly small. He's saying to God, you have a couple of seconds, and then he even delays it more with this vayomar, with the shalshelet, with saying it really slowly. So he has a slow, deliberate prayer and saying to God, essentially, I'm looking at my watch right now, you have a couple seconds, you do it, or I go back home and say, listen, I tried, I did my best. Now, why would he do that? So there is one strain in the Midrash which tells us that this person, Eliezer, actually had a daughter. And in the back of his mind, he's saying to himself, listen, why is Avram working so hard to find a girl? I know a great girl. I know a single girl. I know a girl from a wonderful family. My daughter. So Avram asked me to go and travel. I'm going to go. I'm going to try. But I failed, so then he'll have to settle for my daughter, and then we will become related. And this is apparently his dream, at least according to one version of the Midrash. But this is a second way of looking at it. The second way, I think, is really quite important spiritually. And as I said before, maybe this reveals what his name is. The name Eliezer means God helps. Maybe this text actually is telling us what it's like to grow up in Avram's house. In Avram's house, miracles take place every single day. Maybe more than anything else, this gives us insight in what it's like to live with Avram. So essentially, this person feels, okay, I'm on a mission from Avram. God, please help out, do what you have to do so I can get back to Avram. Which means for him, there's nothing exceptional about saying right before nightfall, please send the girl because I'm on a trip for Avram. I'm a shliach of Avram. I'm an emissary of Avram. And God, as you've helped Avram in every single step of the way in his life, okay, just please help me because I am an extension of Avram's hand, as it were, in this case. And therefore, maybe the prayer of Eliezer, God will help him and God helps him. And that's why this is Eliezer, is so interesting and is so insightful because it gives us such information of what it's like to live with Avram. Every single day, Eliezer saw the greatness of Avraham. And now when he's doing something which Avram asked him to do, of course it's going to work out right away. God doesn't need more than a couple of seconds because he's here to help Avram. And that's why this text is so interesting, because here we have a snapshot of what it was like to live in Avram's house. Expect the miraculous. Expect the extraordinary. Because Avram has God on his side.